Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, welcome, all you beautiful people. You are listening to All In with Savannah Murphy, where your existence is authentically you. Brought to you by the one and only Bashani Radio out of New York City. Always talking about everything. And you guys, I am so, so excited, as I am every time we get someone on as a guest, because their testimony and their story is powerful, and that's how you get inspired and you get motivated. So today is nothing shy of even the bit of excitement that I could even grasp in my body, because I have a woman who has overcome so many things, who's a scholar, who's a mother, who's been a fitness trainer, who's struggled with depression, who's struggled with different things. So a lot of peaks, a lot of valleys, but a lot of overcoming and just a beautiful, inspiring story. So please welcome Noelle Russo. Hi, Noelle.
Hi, Savannah. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on here. God gave me my story just so that I could inspire others. So,
and that's really what this podcast really is all about, is where and how this came into, you know, to actually be a real thing and be in life was, you know, someone asked me how I changed so many things in my life. And it was by other people breathing their testimony and their stories into me. And then I thought about how many other people I knew that had these amazing stories, but never would share them or never could give a voice to their story. And so this kind of was born, and with the help of many people encouraging, now here we are about to dive into your story. So I know a lot about you. We are friends and we have kids that go to the same school, but why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you and where you're at in life and kind of just an overview.
Okay. Where I'm at in life. 3 years old, and I'm actually Miss Michigan for fitness. I do the backflips and stuff on stage. I'm also a pro figure competitor in 2 organizations. I am a counselor and an empowerment coach. I don't do that for money, though. I believe my calling in life is to connect people to what they need. I always start people with knowing that physical, mental, spiritual health is all in one. So I just like connecting people to what they need. I mean, I personally start people with gut health, but then I love connecting them to what they need. But whether it be Jesus or whether it be a life coach, an empowerment coach, whether it be some health stuff, fitness, I just love being the person that can show people the way, you know, because then I get to be a part of their journey.
No, and I think that's so powerful to take the things that you have found to help you and have found to change your life and to change where you're at, to then breathe that into other people as well and encourage them. So I think that's amazing. And I've watched your transformation a little bit over time. And I'm sure just even just the surface of it. But tell us a little bit about, have you always been, you know, into fitness? Have you always been super high energy? Have you always been this bubbly, beautiful, amazing person that we see today? Or has there been some peaks and valleys?
Yeah, no, definitely not. And after I share my story, I'll tell everyone what I've come to now to find a way to give back. A lot of key people and a lot of key things, and by just not quitting or not. But I'm one of those lucky ones who had not one but two rock bottoms in my life. But I see the beauty in rock bottoms. I think rock bottoms, if you look at it, it was a point of like believing that God has a bigger purpose and learning and growing. For me, I actually was when I first found Jesus. I checked myself into a rehab, had my own intervention because I was such a big people pleaser that I ended up with addiction problems. But I'll never forget the time I felt like God talked to me and told me that my purpose was to help others. And that inspired me so much that that's what kept me going for these years, was I knew I had a purpose now. Granted, I got out of there and I started learning about Jesus and about life. And I found an amazing counselor, and that's what led me to become a counselor. But all this time I was just praying like, okay, God, you want to use me, but what for what, you know, what's next? So my second rock bottom was at 38 years old. My daughter was 5. I had one of those awesome years where like everything that could go wrong did. My sister died of colon cancer. I got in a horseback riding accident where they told me I wouldn't be holding my daughter again, but all these surgeries. I had terrible IBS allergies. I was in the hospital all the time. I was now in physical therapy. I then found out my liver wasn't doing so well, so I quit all prescription meds. I had developed a drinking problem. I quit drinking. And what I did was I got into prayer. For 3 months, I just prayed because I looked at my beautiful baby girl, and I swear I felt like I was 80 years old. And I said, man, I would rather not even be alive, but I love my daughter and I believe in God and I know I have this purpose. So after like 3 months of praying, because I was now overweight on the couch, I was depressed. I was a counselor who never took money from anyone, but I also was a depressed counselor who couldn't figure out why all these years I had the tools. But if you were really depressed or full of anxiety, you could see the tools and just not choose them. You know, you can know what to do. So I got into a lot of prayer. I had 3 months where my ex-husband would be like, are you ever going to get off the floor? I'm like, no, I'm staying on my knees till God answers me. And it was a lot of crying, a lot of praying. But I had no energy. And I looked at my poor daughter, like, what's next? So my ex came home, and that's actually what led me to like what I do technically as a career. But my ex came home and he offered that he wanted me to take some products, and I laughed in his face, but he said, you need your gut healthy. Gut health is the key to everything. You need your gut healthy and your sugars balanced. And I laughed in his face. I told him, because I heard it was like an MLM type thing. I said, if you ask me to sell this stuff, I'll punch you in the face. And I was a kind person, but I meant it. I told him, I said, my purpose from God is to help people, not to sell something. And he said, you are a depressed counselor. How's that purpose going? And that hurt, but I got it, you know, like, right. You're right. What am I doing? So that sent me on my first, like my journey of not understanding the importance of gut health, to getting my gut healthy. And then the things to follow it were even bigger though. It was like, all of a sudden I had energy and my body was starting to look good and I was feeling good. Like that depression and that fog lifted. My allergies and my IBS, my pain went away. I didn't need surgery. I got out of physical therapy. It was like thing after thing was going on. So people are asking me what I'm doing and I'm like, it's legal. It works. Like I didn't want to do this, but I ended up accidentally working for the company. Well, the coolest thing about working for an MLM is you really learn all your fears and everything that's holding you back in life, because I accidentally ended up with this company with a whole team of people, but then I learned what a big people pleaser I was, and that my biggest failure and problem in life was honestly that I cared too much about what everyone else thought, and my whole value in life was making other people happy. So that was when I really had to dive deep into self-development. That's when I found these different events, the Landmark Forum. I found Tony Robbins. I found my empowerment coach, Christopher John, who I swear changed my entire life. But since I just wanted to grow as much as possible every year of my life, you know, but I also went from overweight on the couch and in pain to a pro fitness competitor in 9 months. Well, originally it was pro figure competitor. A year later, I felt called to do the whole backflips on stage thing, which was a whole new thing with how many things were wrong with my body. But I also now love to tell people not to let people tell you can't. Every doctor told me I couldn't. You know, people will always try and tell you can't do things, and it's not their fault. They just don't get it. Like, the mind is so powerful.
Right. And people only see, some people are only really capable, you know, being short-sighted is a true thing. And people are only capable of sometimes seeing at surface level. And then others are just gifted and have that ability to see beyond that. And I think that's, you know, when we recognize that in people, then we don't get angry or we don't get frustrated with them for not being able to see what our capabilities are, because they probably can't even recognize their own.
Yeah, I've definitely learned that. Like, I love people where they're at, you know, and you don't know what you don't know. I didn't know a lot, you know. If you had told me 10 years ago what I'd be doing now, I would have never believed it, you know. But my words believe. My daughter's name is Faith. I'm just very into, if you believe in God, if you believe in yourself, if you believe there's more to this, which leads me all the way to during this whole COVID-19 thing. I got home from Mexico March 19th and everybody was freaking out in fear. And I'm like, people are hoarding toilet paper. What's going on? So I went into prayer. God's always given me very, very good signs. Like, it's like crazy. And I looked up and I go, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to help people. Like, I'm not going to worry about money or the stock market. I'm not going to worry about this pandemic. I'm like, I'm going to worry about how to help people. So I started this group called Fearless and Fortunate. It's a free Facebook group. And we do Zooms and lives all day long. But I thought, what if I could take everything it took for me to get to where I am in the last 5 years and like wrapped it up for everyone, right? But almost in a way where people could try things on and see what they liked, but surround themselves with like-minded supportive people. Because we are who we surround ourselves with. So what if we give like a really just safe space for people to grow mentally, physically, spiritually. And it's been really cool. We got people, and it's funny because I'm not a computer person or a social media. But I was like, I had this awesome idea. And my boyfriend's like, how are you going to do that? I'm like, I don't know. God's telling me this though. I had this peace come over me. And signs are always really big for me. It was like, I knew God wanted me to do this. I reached out and I have gotten so many gifted professionals and talented people from across the country every week to bring everything from empowerment classes to meditations to prayers to yoga, Zumba, HIIT training, you name it, we've got it. And they're nutritionalists, dietitians, doctors. It's just been really cool because we've been able to help people in this time, like get out of depression or get healthy for the first time, understand the importance of their gut, like all different aspects, like of what it takes to really feel healthy. But I think the biggest thing is just surrounding themselves with like-minded people.
You took a negative time in the world and you paired it with a positive, and you took the biggest thing that people will tell you, you know, is they don't have the time and they don't have the finances, but time was kind of made for us, right? Because that was this big elimination factor that we all had to slow down a little bit. And you're offering this group for free. I mean, it really is amazing to, I've been lucky enough to, you know, sit in on some of the talks that you've had, and then a couple of the Zooms with the fitness I'm not that great at, but I'm a work in progress. So it's been, you know, really nice to see that something like that and something so influential and life-changing available at people's fingertips. So I commend you on doing that.
Thank you so much. And that's what a lot of our people have said, which I loved. It became like addicting as soon as the first few people said that they've, you know, had these life-changing experiences. And I do think everything is matching people up. You know, they have all these dating apps for matching you with a boyfriend. Why do they not have ways to match you with, you know, church or friends or your the right workout or the right trainer, the right empowerment coach? It's like, these are really important people in your life, right?
Right. And there's
people you trust.
No, I think that you're so, you know, on the ball. And I think really, like you said, when you stopped caring about what everyone else was thinking, and when you kind of laid that at the feet of Jesus, or for anybody who's listening, we have a lot of listeners that are non-believers, but we love everybody. And we think that, I know that every testimony of every person can change, believers, non-believers, whoever. It's just that testimony and stories are life-changing. But really, when you lay something down and you unpack that baggage and that burden, and you just focus on how to be the best version of you, or how to figure out who that is, it really changes so much. And for you to be able to do that in such a short period of time is just, it's just amazing. But really, I think people don't realize that you really can change the whole you know, direction of your life in a month, even it, sometimes in a day. So with that, Noel, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to dive in a little deeper.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to All In. We are so lucky to have with us Noel Russo, who is just a person of many trades, a jack of all trades, if you will. But I mean, from being, you know, a fitness competitor to being a counselor to being a spiritual being to being just a person who is all around looking out for everyone's best interest and found her best interest while doing that. So if you have not listened to the first half of this podcast, I urge you to go back, take a listen, but you can tune in right now because we're going to dive deep. And welcome back, Noel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm so excited. So, okay. So here we are, we've gone through, you know, you've had all these things that have happened from the loss of your sister to, you know, having a really bad horseback riding accident, you know, having, you know, a child kind of battling with depression, going to college, having a degree, but not really finding your space. And then all the way through, finally, through some, you know, products and through people speaking into your life, you kind of found yourself in this fitness arena. And now you found yourself into, you know, the health, like lifestyle arena and motivation arena. And now you've created a group on Facebook that allows people to come and get all of these things at their fingertips to really decide, you know, who they are and what is going to be in the best interest of their life. So obviously you're super high energy. You've got a ton going on. And you know, in the midst of all this, you know, you still have a family and you still have all these different things. So what are some things that people, you know, get wrong about you? And I ask this not to bring out a negative side by any means, but I think that, you know, from the outside looking in, things can look so great and that you don't have any struggles or that maybe people don't get things wrong. But I think people will identify with you and be able to see themselves in your shoes now, even with what you go through.
Wow, that's a really good question. You know, it's funny because if I ever do have a tough time, like last year I went through a divorce, my friends are all like, we don't even know what to do because you're the one who keeps us all happy and positive. But I do have tough times. We all do, you know. What I have found that I love that helps me the most, though, is honestly trying to focus on the good no matter what. Allowing yourself to feel your feelings, though. I'm a big advocate. If you're happy, sad, mad, like you got to feel that for a minute. But then it's like, how long is your bounce back rate before you can turn it around? I mean, believe it or not, I snap at my child too. I'm just kidding. You know, we all have our moments, you know. But if you can turn it around and take ownership for what's going on and kind of like, I can find the good in anything. Like I just found out I'm pregnant at 43 years old and I didn't even know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a little shocking at first, but you know, then I was talking to my OB and I said, if I had a miscarriage, I would be okay with that too, because I really trust in God's plan. And what you were saying earlier, I love people no matter what their beliefs are. So when I say Jesus, it's just for what's worked in my life. But I just love when people believe in something bigger. But if you believe in something bigger, you know that everything has a plan and has its purpose. But I also noticed that a lot of people, when they are maybe like me, high energy, or like people come to them for a lot of things, they will judge themselves in judge the positive things. Like if I'm not 100% on, I feel like, okay, I don't want to take this phone call. But I've had to learn that people are going to love you for you. You know, if you're real, you're going to have your ups and downs, right? And it's just, how can you turn it around? And who do you have in your corner? I'm a really big advocate for coaches and trainers, whether it's a physical one, a mental one, or your best friends are all really big supporters. But like, what we let in our minds is so powerful. So what do you listen to? Who are you listening to is really big for me as well.
And what do you, you know, when you're going through these times where it's like, you know, like you went through your divorce, you know, per se, you know, what was that like for you? How to kind of mourn this marriage and this relationship, co-parenting, and try to focus on, you know, like moving and doing all these things while still being, you know, running a company, while still, you know, start being into your fitness and competing, all of these different things. How was that? How did you really focus and like hone in to get through that and on the other side of that season?
You are phenomenal at questions. I've been on a lot of podcasts. Your questions are amazing. I don't even know how I survived last year, but I will tell you, I smiled through it. I'm not going to say I never had breakdowns and I didn't cry, but I did survive it with an amazing team who I love. You know, I know that with divorce, you know, I'm a recovering people pleaser. So that's a thing. You get through a divorce, people are going to be judging you. People are not going to like you. You lose a lot of family and friends you loved. But for me, I just tried to stay focused on, you know, what would I want my daughter to do in this situation is what I think in everything I do. It's like, would I want my daughter to stay in this situation, you know? And my ex-husband and I we're like best friends now. We're phenomenal because we agreed that my daughter, faith was the most important thing. However, I was in prep for a fitness competition when we decided to get divorced. And I said, I'm not going to back down on my commitments. So I stuck through it. I don't know that it was the best, the best routine of my life. I still got to be Miss Michigan, but like in nationals, you know, I screwed up a little bit, but that's okay. I think the goal in life is just to be able to keep getting back up. Like I keep failing bigger and better and keep getting back up and trying again and learning and growing from it. I know that in the beginning, sometimes when you go through something like that, it seems like things are never going to get better. But for me, I always know they're going to. And I think I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so we got along really well because we always considered each other. We don't ever talk bad about anyone. That's a firm rule of mine. I've even told friends recently, I don't want to waste my brain space with things that are not going to be something I can help with, something of love, you know?
Right.
And so for me, it might be wrong to some people, but I don't watch the news. Because I help so many people one-on-one every day, and I have to help myself every day. And I'm a big advocate of you got to fill yourself up too. So for me, I just can't let too many things I control.
So, with that,
I don't know if I even answered your question.
So. No, you did. You did. You answered it. And then you kind of even, you know, accompanying that answer with an answer. So I think that that's good. But really, how, I want to ask you some specifics because a lot of people out there are maybe finding themselves going, maybe I am a people pleaser. And how do you not be a people pleaser anymore? How do you, like, because I'm assuming that's something you had your whole life. That's something you carried in your bag your whole life. So how do you change that? And is that still something you struggle with and you have to be very mindful and intentful on changing?
I definitely have to be mindful every day of it. You're in recovery. I've struggled with it my entire life. I see it throughout through my Italian upbringing. But I'm very, like, my empowerment coach works a lot with me knowing exactly who I am and loving and being confident with who I am and where I come from and the space of love I come from. I have a lot of child in me, but I also have a lot of lover in me. And so when each thing I do, I have to say, like, have I taken care of me today first? Do I have this to give? And why am I doing this? Is it to make that person happy or is it because, you know, I have this to give? Everybody's got a different way of doing it. For me, prayer really helps because I really do. I start every morning saying what I'm grateful for. And I say my prayers of gratitude, not only only for what I have, but for what I want, the right people, the intentions, what I want to bring to the world. I always say, fill me with love, energy, and joy so I can leave each person in place better than when I found it. And then I say, send me the people who want to help themselves so they can pay it forward and help others. So, you know, I used to get really like, as far as my time, I'm very protective of my time now, and I want to help a lot of people. So for me, it's like, if you help one person and there's an energy sucker, you're just losing that energy. So for me now, the people I do want to help is not for pleasing them. It's people that I know are going to help themselves and go out and help a whole bunch more people, like a pay it forward domino effect. So I think that's part of it. I also learned, because I'm sure some people relate to this, I was someone who liked to say yes to everything. But I started falling apart many times in my life because of that, because you only have so much time and you only have so much energy.
I was and still sometimes have to catch myself being guilty of that.
Yeah. And so I had to learn. In fact, my dad used to be like, just say no. And I'm like, I don't want to say no. Well, I started learning, when I say yes to one person, I'm saying no to someone else. And that could be my own daughter or my own health or someone who really needs it. So now I'm more careful. Like, they always say, people, like, if you ask someone for $5,000, they would want to know what you're investing in. Well, now, like, if you want your time, you should find out what the investment is, you know? So I'm a little more protective with my time and who I say yes to. What are they going to do with it?
Right. I'm going to wrap this kind of up so that people can, you know, get your pen and paper out and write down a takeaway from this. And I'm sure we'll have part 2 and 3 of this, in future coming sessions. But so really it's either prayer, you know, or meditate. You can meditate on it. And then also on top of that, meditating, being very mindful of your time, maybe even writing down, journaling your time or time blocking. And then, you know, asking yourself, what is it going to mean for my life if I say yes to this? And what's it going to mean for the person I'm saying yes to? So really, if you take those things, then it might help you kind of nudge yourself out of being that people pleaser a little bit, and take a little bit of what Noelle has done gracefully and beautifully of, you know, changing your life. And I think that I commend you on that. And I think that everyone and myself, I'm going to go back and re-listen to this so that I can do the takeaway too. So two last questions before we wrap up, this awesome session. 5 years from now, if we were to just kind of do a quick fast forward in your mind's eye, what does that look like for you?
5 years from now, I would like to be speaking on stages. I mean, I've done some speaking, but I love to give people hope and inspiration. I love to share my story in even bigger detail than, you know, I gave here. But I would like to also throw events where you're bringing people from everywhere for mind, body, and soul. I feel like when people immerse themselves in these type of events that they really grow. And then I would love to have a way to continue, like have an app or something that would continue to connect people to what they need after to support them then. I obviously want to be diamond with my company, because I know that means I helped a certain amount of people get healthy and as well. And I hope to continue to grow. Like, every single day of my life, I want to wake up and say, thank you for this blessing, this miracle, this opportunity, and give me the growth, you know? And we don't just grow through the good times, we grow through the challenges too, so.
Oh, I think those are when we grow the biggest and the best. So I hope that all of those things come into fruition for you. And the last question that I ask all of my guests is, what does all in mean to you?
Wow. What does all in mean for me? All in for me means showing up, being true to who I am, and showing up as big as I can each day. I want to honor those who trust me with their lives, and I want to honor myself all in one. And I want to leave each place a better place, each person better. So being all in is just really knowing how to, I don't want to say balance. Balance isn't always the best word. Balance can be unbalanced sometimes, but really knowing how to take care of who you are and be able to help others all in one, you know?
Well, that is a beautiful description of being all in. And with that, obviously Noelle is all in, and we thank her, and we're all out.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City, always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.